believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Hi, sorry about that. I have a case on my phone, so it's not, the aux cord doesn't quite fit. So I will find the bird songs on my laptop. Yes, please tell another joke, Georgia.
Please tell another Georgia. Ooh, I gotta think of one now. I've told my one fried not joke.
You can tell one of mine.
Oh, wait.
You want to tell the one about the first one that I ever told you?
About the frog?
Yeah.
Honestly, can't remember that one.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay.
Let me just finish typing this in.
All the ones I can think of are, like, inappropriate or, like,
well, then don't
real
tell
rude.
Them.
I don't know. That's for a different time and
indeed,
a different
totally.
Place.
Yeah. Anyway, so the great thing about this, so this joke, I'll just get right into it. Yeah. So a frog walks into a bank. At this point in the joke, it was like 5 minutes into Georgia and I's first date. Oh, by the way, this is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and I'm joined by Groovy Georgia. Gotta do a station ID every hour. And it was right after the hour. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Woo.
Yeah, so at that point, 5 minutes into the date, I was like, yeah, because of course, 5 minutes into the date, I was ready to tell a joke. So I was like, yeah, a frog walks into a bank and she bursts out laughing.
Because I was like, frogs don't bank. It's a frog.
I was like, that's so silly, but what a great laugh. So yeah, sure. Frog walks into a bank and walks up to the teller and he looks at the teller's nameplate. Mr. Paddywhack, is it? Yes, that's right. And he says to the teller, well, Mr. Paddywhack, my name is Kermit Jagger. I'm the son of Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, and I would like a loan for $1 million. Mr. Paddywhack says, well, Mr. Jagger, do you have any form of collateral that you could offer us on the loan so that we can know that you're good to pay us back on it? And he says, my father is Mick Jagger. Is that not enough? I give you my word that I am good for it. He says, well, Mr. Jagger, here's the bird songs. It's just simply not our policy to give loans to people just because they have famous parents. Is there anything that you can offer us for collateral? He said, all right, give me a second. He reaches into his back pocket and he pulls out a little Rubik's Cube on a keychain. He says, I got this little tchotchke, this little doodad. Tchotchke's another Yiddish word, by the way.
Love that.
Yeah. It means a little doodad. and so he's like, hey, listen, Mr. Paddywhack, just go talk to your manager. So he goes up to his manager and he says, hey, listen, there's a frog out there. His name's Kermit Jagger. He claims he's the son of Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. And he gave me this little doodad as collateral on a $1 million loan. What should I do? And his boss says, well, it's a knick-knack, Paddywhack. Give the frog a loan. His old man is a Rolling Stone.
How did Mick Jagger have a frog for a son?
That's an excellent question. I realized partway into that joke that I hope that you guys have that nursery rhyme in New Zealand.
I think so. This summer came something home. Rolling.
I don't know.
So this is some New Zealand birds that we're listening to in the background right now to fit with our theme. I wish I could name them. My dad will be very disappointed in me. He likes to point out the birds at home. You're like, oh, that's a bowbird. That's a tui. So I feel like I should know by now. But, you know, they're nice. This reminds me of home.
Sounds really nice.
It is nice. So, yes. What songs do we have up next?
Oh, we have a lot. My dad just sent me more.
Oh, my God.
Here's some song. Oh, there's even an ABBA song that we could play.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Eagle. Do you know it?
I don't know.
Unfortunately. Ooh. We actually have, we were recommended a song by the Muttonbirds to play up next. And my dad just recommended a song by another Kiwi band, Crowded House.
Enjoy.
I'm not putting it on yet.
Oh.
I'm just putting it in the list.
Just an advance enjoy. Well, I can tell you a nice story in the meantime.
Please.
I had a pet bird once called Snoopy. It was a little nest that had fallen off a bridge, and sadly, a lot of the birds did not survive. And this little baby bird, we took him home, and he was my pet for about a week, and it was really cute. At 5 a.m. with the dawn chorus, he'd join in, you know, all the birds chirping first thing in the morning. And then he'd just, like, sit up in his little box and he'd cheep along. It was so cute. And, yeah, he was well-loved. He lived a short but wholesome life. And that's my story. I'd take him to school and, like, he'd walk around and poo on the floor and, you know, provide entertainment.
I'm sure they loved that.
Yeah, it was great. Yep. It's my bird story.
We incubated chickens in my kindergarten class.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they survived. Oh, that's probably a touchy
Most
subject.
Of them,
oh, good.
I think.
We did that too, and there was one kid who like reached in and touched a few of the eggs, and we were like, argh! And so that kind of, they didn't hatch, I don't think.
Did you have any hatch?
Yeah, we had a couple.
Okay, good.
But yeah, we were like, oh, I won't name names, also because I can't remember.
Just as well. Anyway, my dad gave us a great idea. Since we don't know the names of the birds, we can just name them ourselves.
Honky honk.
I was thinking like Toby.
Oh!
Oh, that sounded like a Sally.
I was going to say Susan, so that was close. Clifford.
The big red bird. What about a... Is that a... Fred? No.
Philip.
Okay.
I have a friend called Philip. That's weird.
Hmm. Oh, you hear the really radio. Quiet one. I think that was an ape.
Abraham.
Yeah, there's a drawing of Abraham Lincoln on the wall.
Nice. Really happy looking Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, actually. Anyway, are we
I think we're ready to move on. Let's hear some nature into me. That's what you'll see. Just play it.
what's the outcome ever? But strange enough, you keep defending me when I'm behaving badly. Cause you love me, cause you love me too much.
Hello there, everyone.
Kia ora koutou. How's it going?
How did I start all of my things last show? Was it, hi, kids?
Yeah. Hiya, kids. Welcome back.
Ooh, we need to do another PSA.
I'll find one.
Thanks. So yeah. I was reminded of another bird joke, but I can't really tell it on air.
It's a naughty
Actually,
one.
No, it's not that bad.
No?
No. I guess I can do it. Yeah, so there's this classroom full of kids. It's just not a funny joke.
Sorry,
Robert. Anyway, yeah, so...
Ooh.
Yeah, let's just do the PSA.
This is kind of related to birds.
Ooh.
Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Oh, I know I am. I haven't noticed it, to be honest. Anyway, continue. Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Oh my goodness. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org. And all those words have a capital letter. So like Boston West Fair Skies.
It should be fine.
A public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Radio.
So, yeah.
It's been a really fun set, and we have another one. We're coming back on the air. It can't keep us away. We'll be back on... I put it in my calendar. Friday?
Yeah, Friday 4 p.m.
Friday at 4 p.m. And for those of you in New Zealand, that'll be 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Nice. Time difference.
Weird. How peculiar.
Absolutely bizarre.
Anyway, we got two more bird songs. We're almost there. And then we get to go to sleep. And I have school tomorrow. One whole class.
What a rough time you have.
Yeah, but then I have 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. the next day with, my longest break is 45 minutes.
Wow.
When am I going to eat food?
Just snack constantly.
I've never thought of bringing snacks to class with me before.
Well, you can, right? But you kind of just feel like self-conscious, like be that person that's in the back
but
of the...
But I can snack between classes. Like, I have 15 minutes between each class.
Yes, do that.
Do I have a conflict? Looks like I have two classes booked.
That later. What's the next bird song? Give us a bird song.
Repeats every week on Monday and Wednesday. Then why is it on Thursday? That makes no sense.
Bird. I'm a bird. Caw-caw.
Squaw.
You should play a bird song.
Okay, fine. Bird songs.
But this is it from us, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. This is going to be our last one until... Friday at 4 p.m.
So, thank you to everyone who's been listening again. Yeah. And, you know, we appreciate you guys.
It's been quite a trip. It's been quite a journey. We've been on air for 2.5 hours at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! So, yeah, two more songs. And anything that you hear after that will be good old Rick Deckard. He's the, he's like kind of a person, and he more or less lives in the ceiling tiles and comes out when nobody else is around. He makes sure that the music stays on and the ACs are working. so that our equipment keeps working.
Good old Rick. Dickhead.
Yeah. If you're like spending time in WMFO late at night like this, or even later around 3 or 4 a.m., you see him sometimes. He says hi.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. Okay. Overall, he's a benevolent spirit.
Oh, okay.
Overall.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
Have fun with him.
Yep.
This has been Groovy Georgia.
And Mellow Max.
And, yeah, have a good sleep. Have a good day. Enjoy whatever weather you're having. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Started going. and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Blow, rockin' Robin, 'cause you're really gonna rock tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.